You know, I do not like sugar and cream in it. I don't like to, I like coffee after a meal. I go to a restaurant, you know, and I say, you know, the lady comes around and says, do you care for anything? I say, yeah, coffee, please. She said, well, if you don't mind waiting a couple of minutes, we're making a fresh pot. I said, no, give me the old one, you know, because I like it to taste like coffee. And anyway.
What would you call that ring you're wearing?
Wedding band. Wedding ring. Yeah.
Any other names for different types of rings?
You know, like I have a shrine ring, class ring, you know, father's ring, you know. Some people have a ring in their nose. Some people have a ring around the collar. And, I mean, you know. Huh? In his ear, yeah. Oh, well.
What about shorts, say, men's or women's shorts that come down right about to the knee?
Well, if it's a woman, I'd call them pedal pushers. If it's a man, I'd call him a sissy, you know. Pedal pushers, that's what they used to call them, you know. Yeah, you know, I don't know why. You know, they came down just a little bit below the knees, you know, and women rode bicycles in them. They were pedal pushers. Weird term, nobody uses any. I came in back with hula hoops, you know, and bobby socks and ponytails and, you know, high collars. But shorts, men, cutoffs, you know, everybody calls them cutoffs now. Cutoffs goes from everything for blue jeans. I wear cutoffs, and I get home, I take off what I got on, and I put on my cutoffs. No shirt. You know, I have to sometimes change drawers because the kind I got on now, you know, you know, hang all out of, you know, but.
sure.
Which happened one day, and I was mowing the yard, you know, I was on the ride mower, had my little nephew on there with me, and, you know, I had on a pair of cutoffs and some of those baggy drawers, you know. Yeah. Some people call them argyles, baggies, the kind your daddy wears, you know. And he kept hollering, wig, look. And I never did look, you know, and there I was, you know, half of me hanging out. And I thought, God, what if, you know, somebody had stopped and was sitting there talking, you know, I didn't know. But anyway, yeah, cutoffs. Bermuda shorts, I think that was in the days of Bermuda shorts, you know, were kind of half length. You know, they came down, covered up the wart, you know, on your thigh, you know, where the muscles overlap. But, yeah, Bermuda shorts, I know what you're talking about, but that's the kind of my daddy would have worn, you know, in 1958. Not anymore. But the most important thing you short shorts. Yeah. Listen, Hoss, get you one of them big superstars. Sing harmony. Not really. Yeah. Not so much a question. Women shouldn't wear them. Men shouldn't either, you know, that kind of thing. But it's short shorts. Hand me down. What I wore all my life.
Would you call it any different?
Yeah, it's just 1 year older than you and all of that. Yeah, hand me down. You know. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know. I mean, like stud clothes, you know. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of terms, high fashion, you know, I don't know, it just depends on what you're talking about, you know. Mod, that used to be the word, you know, you were mod if you had a paisley print shirt, you know, and a funky little hat.
Do people still say thread?
Yeah, you know, threads. Uh-huh.
What about if you were going on a trip, a type of bag that you might carry your clothes in?
Suitcase.
What about one, you know, like you want to put a suit in it?
Fold-over bag, hanging bag, you know, suit bag.
Mm-hmm. All right. And a type of bag that you might store clothes in a closet, you know, during the winter?
Yeah. Storage bag, you know.
What about one that you get back from the laundry?
Well, same thing. Just a laundry bag, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. on a coat hanger.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, what you're wearing on your feet, what would you call those?
It's boots. Well, they're dress boots, I think, but they're just boots, you know.
Any other
zip-up boots, you know.
Distinctive styles for men's shoes?
You know, cowboy boots, insurance shoes. You know what those are? You know, the old saddle Oxford, you know, the old stable saddle Oxford, like your insurance man, your funeral man, your banker wears, you know. You know, they got the little holes punched in them, you know.
Oh.
Insurance shoes, you know. You buy one pair when you're 25 and...